Blog Talk Radio.
Physicality taking over the game. They are muscling their way around the paint.
And go down
for Moses Malone in this one. He's got 12 points, and everything is falling for him. Really efficient from the field. Solid work out of both of these two in the first half, and they'll look to get more in the second. And now that's it for us here in the studios. Let's send you back to your arena. Kevin Harlan, Bart Kellogg, Doris Burke, waiting to call the second half for you.
Things you can fathom, just grab it, you can have it. Cause then I'll blow it up like Manhattan. And that's the rock, boy. Enough of me. Pass Bobby Brown, Dennis Rodman, that nigga East. Used to look up to all three. That was something to eat. 1-3, my body and soul. That's how it be. Used to give my life, put my life in the music. Used to never sit with something shit. Look, you can't fuck with me. Now, no way, no how. Niggas know I get down. In and out, around the town. Slow down, booty down. Never signing off. Now, check what I'm saying. I'm out in that world. 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 I'm out
in that world.
I'm out
in that world. I'm out in that world.
I'm out in that world. I'm out in that world.
Follow, show me the way, put me in the right direction.
attention. You ain't less than the complexion. There's nothing that I won't do for the love and the kiss and the hug. It's just something I'm bugging, but I don't care less about what they say. If I could, I would hang out with you all day. We both do a thing and we need when we read. I don't see you do a hate it when you leave. If it's only gets better, all the world and his problems do make the lead together. Keep me out of trouble. Stay till I'm in love. You need your love and listen to me. And then she's a star, got her own spotlight when she walks. Down the streets and sweet when she talks. Anything she wants, I'ma go out and get it. I'm headed over hills for the first year and minute. We need a round of work for the drinks and the rings. Looks like I'm a book up in BB Kings. Burning in the eyeball, blue with the moonlight. I'm like, I'm ready for you, so I can't get enough of that face. And it takes from the chubby that's flowing while I'm holding your waist. And just in case I don't make it through the night, I'll be back in the morning.
Got a little money, but I'm still the same, homie. And every day we see,
I can clearly see the fake. Call it all your snake. Try to tell me wake up, it's not what it seems. I'm still a little boy, dreaming in my dreams. Still got visions of me flying in my Lambo, high up in the sky, and let's tell them where I land. So I'll
sleep on airplanes. Ain't got time to take a fancy plane. My lonely days are gone, I'm going home.
Union definitely holding it down on where they do to that radio. The time is 10:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is WTDTA Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Yo, we want to know what's up, what's happening. We want to know what you, where you're doing and what you're doing. We want to know where you are doing it at. Real talk, it is what it is. So we're going to go to request line right now to see what's up, to see what's happening, to see where you're doing it at. Yo, caller, if the last 4 digits of your number is 9080, you're definitely in the building on where they do that at radio. Oh, what's up? What's happening? What's good with you?
Yo, what's good, J-Dog?
What's up? What's happening with you, man?
Ain't not much, man. I'm just chilling right now playing the Hitman in 2K11.
Okay, so who's winning?
He got it right now.
Okay, he got it right now. Okay, you ain't in the third. You ain't in the third quarter losing by 20, is it?
No, we in the fourth quarter.
Okay, you in the fourth quarter. You losing by 20?
No.
I'm messing with you. Real talk on where they do that radio is all about the earning experience, all about them G's holding it down, doing what they do, man. Real talk, it is what it is, man. Why I got you locked in live and all that good stuff, man. Which one let them fans know, man?
Everybody, we're doing music, do what you do. Keep it positive, man. Live life, have fun. And, you know what I mean? Keep this shit rolling.
That's right. Keep it wrong. That's right. That's real. That's what's up. That's what's happening. Real talk on where they do that radio. Hey, that's all you can do, man. That's all you can do. Real talk. Man, we got a lot of stuff we're going to be dropping on you tonight. A lot of good rotation. A lot of great music. You know what I'm saying? Yo, been kind of been in the, you know, all around and then some, man. I appreciate the guys that's over there definitely holding it up on Glance Radio. Real talk. Yo, we're going to be definitely be cranking that thing up as well. Yo, starting on Monday. Yo, real talk, we're going to be having morning segments. We're going to have midday traffic reports, the whole nine yards. You definitely got to get in where you fit in. And guess what? If you ain't got internet and you can't and you don't have access to a phone, as long as you have access to TV, a car radio, whatever the case may be, you'll definitely be able to catch WTDTA Radio loud and clear. Yo, all the details are going to be posted on the website. You definitely know how to tune in and get in where you fit in. It's going to be your host, J-Dawg, B-Dub, Beanie Weenie, my man, Zoo Man, DJ Zoo Man, it is Chef Brown, the whole crew. Real talk, it is what it is. All you got to do is definitely get in where you fit in. But, yo, real talk, what we're finna do right now, man. I'm finna get ready to definitely drop some more joints on everybody. We're finna definitely take it to another level. We want everybody to definitely keep doing what you do. Hey, man, don't let Hitman take you on out the game, man. Don't let him beat you, man. What y'all got to sit on?
That joint on Hall of Fame.
Okay, y'all on Hall of Fame. What time, Sam? Y'all playing regulation?
We playing 10-minute quarters.
Okay, y'all playing something. Well, you got a little time. You got a little time. Real talk, it is what it is. But in the meantime, in between time, I'm going to drop some joints on you. Maybe I can play some theme music for it and let you get your mind right. Real talk, it is what it is. This is where they do to that radio featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game.
It's a life. This life. On life. This is life. Yo, Mello.
I got this little key, and I ain't at work. You see me on the street, put your eye in me, for out of my way, you to me, yo. My music like makes you see if they want more. My music like this, singing 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 they want more.
Like what you making it, watch your moves, keep them sticking with it. Ain't no replacing it, me and when the major bitch. I can show you life, take you right to the top. Bright light, long night, big ice, that's right. Anything you can fathom, just grab and you can have it. Blink of an eye, I'll blow it up like Manhattan. You can match your body, boy, can't get enough of me. Ask Bobby Brown, Dennis Rodman, or that nigga E. Used to look up to all three, now it's time to eat. 413, my body and soul, yeah, that's how it be. Music in my life, put my life in the music, G. Never spit no sucker shit, you know I stay such a freak. Niggas can't fuck with me, not then, not now. No way, no how, niggas know I get down. In, out, around the town, soul down, boogie down. Mellow shining off now, check it out.
I am at war. You see me on the streets, put your eye in me for. Get out of my way, you ain't here, yo. My music like this, I'm singing day one more. My music like this, I'm singing day one more. My music like this, I'm singing day one more. My music like this, I'm singing day one more. My music like this, I'm singing day one more. No, you can never flirt with me, no way. I'm addicted to hooks and beats. Jesus to the high, I live life with no sympathy. Music is the crack in the beat. I would never overdose, even if they set to this. Take it all out when I fall out, we're in the track, no nigga, keep it free. Some of the work, the blood, I'm gonna put the book, and he put the dirt, and I'm gonna put the I'm gonna put the I'm gonna put the I'm gonna put the I'm
a reason, a bleed. See, I'm probably eating. Yeah, I'm doing good. Show me love, homie. We from the same hood. Don't Trump. See, I be everywhere. I've been around the world. You ain't never there. My team tagging. My folks is all white. I grind all day. I shine all night. Taking this money. I be everywhere that cheddar be. I hold your baby mind rolling off the ecstasy. I'm a star. You a little nigga next to me. In the bad spot. That's where that was to be. I get up in the morning. I go to get the labor. Ain't never been no sucker. Ain't never been no hater.
I'm a aligned it. Crown, my definition of a dead. To have the breath of life, but to never truly live. To have a given heart, a broken can't give. To live like a saint in the devil still being hell. No, see, I'm about mine. Stop the game like Angelina, military spy. To the failure of crime, if you never tried. But on the side, knowledge is the ultimate crime.
Yo, that's my man, No Fear, the joint is called Crime, featuring Varsity, Captain D, and my man, No Fear, we're off, you know what it is, drive with me.
Thank you. Can't be born, a street soldier who used to choke the toast. The sky pages and Motorola's cut the coke and bacon soda.
Come on.
Sometimes I look back and wish I still had it. Till I finally see life and decided to grasp it. Don't get me wrong, your boy's still eating. And every time I hit the studio, no, I'm straight beast. And it seems like most of these rappers are fun. Why fakes turn snake and try to pose as your home, huh? Why the world struggling through poverty? Immigrants taking cheap labor. In the bar.
Come on.
My homie said he's struggling to buy diapers. He a lifer that's addicted to this drug cypher. Hit the block, dump a few packs. The fuck up, turned around the bus back. Now we doing the murder rap. Sometimes got these thoughts on my mind.
And
sometimes I be falling off my grind.
Sometimes
speak my thoughts through my rhyme.
Sometimes the stress won't get off my mind.
Sometimes got these thoughts on my mind.
And sometimes
I be falling off my grind.
Sometimes
speak my thoughts through my rhyme.
Get off my mind.
When I get this money, you getting paid. Just making my point is that you can see where I've been. No subliminals about you, what I mean is. Say that there's so much envy and sensitivity. This time is for a weakness I've always been proud to give. This is not a secret. Start to dig into the deep. This is how I keep it. For my family, I would bleed. Taking pride in people, not being offensive. It's all love with no time for friendship. Business minded as I'm on my business. When I thought I finished, I was born a leader. At times, just seven. Picky to the brain. Tomorrow hasn't arrived. But they mind. I'm prepared to have this world in my palms. Praying before I rest. My night's like New York. Because I still haven't slept. My thoughts keep running as I'm facing success. All those once when I need. I'm starving. If they eat, I still feed.
Watch me.
Sometimes, got these thoughts on my mind.
And sometimes,
I be falling off my grind.
Sometimes,
speak my thoughts through my rhyme.
Sometimes, the stress. Get off my mind.
Sometimes got these thoughts on my mind.
And sometimes
I be falling off my grind.
Sometimes
speak my thoughts through my rhyme.
Sometimes this stress won't get off my mind.
Sometimes I wonder why my mother's a bitch. Never loved the race by my grandmother in the bitch. Sometimes I wish I never moved to DA so I could sit back with my little brother as he plays. Missed a lot of years soaked in the depression. Wondering if I made the right decision, life lessons. Would I have chose the music or the struggle? Either way, no matter what I do, it's still a hustle. Tried to give up on this music, but I couldn't. It's my life in therapy, therefore I probably shouldn't. Is it time being wasted? Just trying to make it. It's like this rap game is so damn racist.
Okay.
Not seeing the color of my heart, only my skin. Not knowing all the color that's held within. Like a life battle with cancer, I won't win. This a new chapter, so here's where I begin.
Sometimes,
got these thoughts on my mind.
And sometimes,
I be falling off my grind.
Yo,
be
real tough.
My rhyme.
Sometimes, the stress won't get off my mind.
Yo, the time is 10:41 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is where they do that radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Yo, we're coming to you live and in living color, yo, by courtesy of FTA, FTA Media. Real Talk, my man Richard, definitely holding it down. Master FM, CBS, AOL, you know what it is. Real Talk, and I'm going to drop one for your mind right here, right quick. You know what I'm saying? Real Talk, but after this, we're going to definitely get to the request lines and see what's up, see what's happening on WTDTA Radio. Yo.
We don't care who likes this or not, as long as we know it's the truth. As long as we know it's the truth.
And another Kabbalist who had a lot to do with the creation of the modern-day Freemasons has a book called Morals and Dogma, and it talks a bit about the magic. He says, the ancient astronomers saw all the great symbols of masonry in the stars. Sirius still glitters in our lodges as the blazing star. The sun is still symbolized by a point within a circle, and with the moon and Mercury or Anubis in the three great lights of the lodge. Not only to these, but to the figures and numbers exhibited by the stars were ascribed peculiar and divine powers. Well, they believe these symbols have divine, peculiar powers, able to perhaps affect you. They practiced the magic that the ancient Egyptians did. You might have heard of the Egyptian magicians in the Bible dueling with Moses. You stand with your body erect and your feet forming the angle of an oblong square. The Egyptians did it. The Masons did it. So you'll see here an oblong square at the Bank of America. And it actually shows the three different footing positions of the first 3 degrees. Or the oblong square that is Lindell. Or the winged oblong square of Spring. Or the oblong square of Sam's Club. The more familiar oblong square of Enron, perhaps the most infamous oblong square, the swastika. You know Hitler was into the occult. You know who else is. They say, to be one, ask. This is because you must join the fraternity of your own free will and accord. I think, yeah. Are you starting to get an idea who's running things around here? Let's get a little deeper into this. Look at the Travis County Courthouse, leveled by the most worshipful Grand Lodge of Texas. And look at the date at which it was leveled. 5930 AL. This is the Anna Lucia calendar. It dates back to ancient Babylon. So it's the year 6005, dear president. We shouldn't be surprised to see the Masonic compass and square show up on buildings. General contractors. Because the Masons were builders, after all. And they built in the grand Egyptian style. When I got to the Philadelphia Lodge, I wasn't at all surprised to come across an Egyptian room. There are many things to talk about in this room, but right now we'll focus on the winged disc. This is the winged sun of Ra. It is a symbol they used to denote God, or the God. Now, it's a symbol for pharmaceuticals. Used to be the chariots of the gods. Now it's chariots of men. Could it be harlots in space? A variation on a theme, a winged square. As it said when you're a Freemason, that you're a square man. You do things by the square. So yes, I'm the square of GM, the square of Wells Fargo, the square of Home Depot, and the square of American Express, or perhaps the swastika square of Chase Bank. This square was important and unique. The cube was a symbol of man's perfection. A Mason would say that he was a perfect asphalt, a perfect spiritual being, having a material body. And the cube is used in magic. Well, magicians also was a double cube, a powerful symbol of control. So you see here the double cube of Jella. Of course, that's the cube of three-dimensional. Or perhaps the cube of Stable. The cube of Game Cube. So is there a knight in the cube? How about the cube of Fox? Or the cube of Sisler. And that's all I see. But could it be an alien center? Or the pyramid? It's the eye. And the eye symbolizes the great architect of the universe for the Freemasons. So they use this symbol on the dollar bill to denote a work in progress. The eye floating above the pyramid is a symbol of this work. It is only when they cap the great pyramid that the work is completed. They failed. And capping the great pyramid is gone. USA Today even read, Muslims stopped the Freemasons from capping the great pyramid is gone. They call the apex the stone that the builders refused. You'll find the pyramid showing up in Austin all around. Or like the triple pyramid of computers. Or the eye of the pyramid in American Online. It's the eye of Ra, AOL, Time Warner, Genius, Magicians. Since we've had to see you on the same. The record is on under that gold top thing. Not surprising to me, it was Brotherhood Austin Seeks the Light, Worshiping the Sun. And if you notice all these Freemasons wear apes, this one's George Washington. If you see the five pointed stars sitting in and down below, the skull and bones, this was a symbol of the Templar, which is now a degree within Freemasonry. If you know anything about Templars, you know that they're into gold. But it became illegal to be a Templar, and on Friday the 13th, 1307, they had to run. They were killing them all off, hoping to win the king. So they took to Ireland and started the York Rite of Freemasonry. And they took to Scotland and started the Scottish Rite. They also took to the sea, still flying their Templar skull and bones, and still after the gold. We had another Templar symbol, was the double cross. Now, I shouldn't have to explain that one, but you also shouldn't be surprised to see it here on Exxon. Masonic logos show up through corporate America and the world. They're all over. Take the compass square with the G, for example. And as you see here, the camel standing between two pyramids with the Great Pyramid missing. Well, if you remember, the Kabbalah has to do with Hebrew, and the Hebrew letter G means camel. Well, Philip 66. 66 in the Magician's Dictionary is known as the number of the Kitwah, or the Great Work. Now, these are two different things, I hope. The Kitwah are known as the fallen angels. Definition, the shades of the dead whose names appear in the Book of Thoth or the Book of the Law. They may contain formula of magical powers, the souls of those that died in sin. Complete understanding could result in the destruction of the ego and therefore lead to actual madness. Or the Great Work, symbolized here by the eye floating above the pyramid. But the Great Work is noted below. There's Novus Ordus Seclorum, the new order of the secular age, or the new order of the age of irreverence, or without God.
1776 is the action. The Illuminati took form and was born from a Colombian faction. $51 bill over. And if you want me to expose the true code of deception, I will show you. We live in a designed wicked system. The number 13 is consistent in Masonic symbolism. It represents transformation. 12 completes the cycle, so 13 is rebirth and regeneration. The meanings of the symbol are strategically here. On the left side, you see a 13-layer pyramid. Over that, it's an all-seeing eye where the light shines. A sign of the devil watching over you at all times. The words animal corrupted. 13 letters meaning he has favored our undertakings. Will you accept it? Or will you learn the science and ignore them? Under the pyramid, you see Nova's order. Translated, new order of the world, or the new world order. Authors and satanic fathers of mass slaughter. The eagle that you see on the right. Sits with no 13 stars, but a shield that has 13 stripes. And an olive branch in his claws with 13 leaves, which is supposed to be in his talent to represent peace. Peace was always on a decrease. His upper claw holds 13 arrows of war. Be released, and the letters at the bottom of the pyramid are fixed with the Roman numerals that equals 1776. The United States of America existed in a deep devilish abyss with truth and paganism mixed. Every president that ever lived was foul. They gather at Bohemian gold where they bow down before the owl. See the owl is rise and see through the coffins of night. And there's a small one on the dollar near the one on the top right. It ain't hard to understand if government was metaphoric. The eagle was based off of the Egyptian hawk Horus. 13 colonies who went to wicked sovereignty and made no apology for the obvious idolatry. Subconsciously, we followed the ways of the beast and pay homage to pagan gods who replay days of the week. Life is Sunday, they worship the sun. Monday is moon day. Here, the god of war was worshipped on Tuesday. Odin, the chief god, is who Wednesday is named for. Thursday is Thursday, god of thunder, the mighty Thor. Friday was named after Trigger, notice the pattern. Saturday is the Roman god of agriculture, Saturn. mother was the goddess of love, the wife of Odin. The polytheistic theology is needed to code. The rituals like trips across the sand as man takes. Skull and bone fraternity, the secret handshake, but understand. We've achieved only 33 degrees. He secretly believes in Lucifer and other deities. Many powerful and rich people are controlled by these. They even hold a soul of several of their favorite MCs. Politicians telling lies, tongues riddled with thorns, and use hand gestures shaped in the form of devil horns. You don't fear the city hall because you don't know what it entails. Satan chemicals, sin cells, and crazed chemtrails. The so-called holidays are hypocrisy, established to use religious doctrines to commit annual robberies.
We are in a country and in a world that is being run by unbelievably sick people. The chasm between what we're told is going on and what is really going on is absolutely huge.
No one's going down, but no one can see what happens to the home and the brain. Motherfuckers are getting this down, but no one's talking about it. Let us try to be clean. And everybody's just walking around. Now that the time wanna wake up to a dead in the grave. But it is too late, we need to be ready to raise up. I'm drunk to the change of day.
Everybody is late. Only some are aware that the government releasing poison in the air. That's the reason I collect so many guns in my land. I ain't never caught slipping, never underprepared. Yeah, they say sign on me, they just trigger proudly. George Bush, the grandson of Aleister Crowley. They want you to believe a lot of the enemy Saudi. The enemy in Saudi, the enemy around me. It's fluoride in the water, but nobody know that. It's also a prominent ingredient in Prozac. How could any government bestow that? I proud people who believe in political throwback. That's not all that I'm here to present you. I know about the Black Pope and Solomon's Temple. Yeah. About the Vatican and Pakistan and how they will get you. And how they clone Barack Hussein Obama in a test tube.
Because we all know what's going down, but no one's getting into what happened to the homeless brain. Motherfuckers are getting this down when no one's talking about it. And it's starting to be crazy. And everybody's just walking around. And any time I want to wake up to a dead in the grave.
Whoever built the pyramids had knowledge of electrical power. And you know that that's the information that the suppression devour. Who you tip the motherfuckers to crash in the tower? Who you tip that made it turn into action in hour? The same ones that invaded your own. The ones that never told you about the skeletons on the moon. Yeah, the ones that poison all the food you consume. The ones that never told you about the Mount Vesuvius tomb. The bird flew is a lie, the swan flew is a lie. Why would that even come as a surprise? Yeah, the polio vaccine made you die. It caused cancer and it cost a lot of people their lives. Did y'all know about Bohemian Grove? How the world leaders sacrifice the children in robes? Lucifer is God in the public school system. I suggest you open up your ears and you listen.
Just like we all know what's going down, but no one can see what happens to the home of the brave. Motherfuckers are getting this down when no one's talking about it. And it's hard to be clean. And everybody's just walking around. And in the time, what are we just doing? That is great.
What is your inspiration for your music? I'm really, really inspired by my friends. I'm really, really inspired by my friends tonight.
Holland is a father. Holland is a son. Holland is AYCHIV, HF, WMF, meaning watch me. Holland is Trinidadian. Holland is also AYCHIV. Basically, what I get myself into is a different kind of artist. Me coming from Trinidad to the States, I've never wanted to get. People will not do for you more than you do for yourself. They tend to cling to their families now. In the States, I have no family. I have a father and a mother. Gain access you know? And this instance, that's when money starts to talk.
Around in the metropolitan area that are experiencing some of the similar things, as well as other cities and other states where you may live, or you know, your backyard, back door, whatever they call, you know, like the neighbor states or cities, they might be experiencing the same thing. As far as media goes, what I did at radio for media is an outlet that I picked up on, and we talk about a lot of urban awareness. We play unsigned talent. We play the new music first, and it gives young artists, independent artists, the chance to really express themselves and really, you know, take their music to the next level of being exploited in a positive manner. A lot of different internet based websites and things of that sort, or, you know, we're in a turning point, and it's getting to the point where a lot of music is being promoted, you know, and we want to just build a structure behind promoting the music. You know, the internet has already created the face of diversity where anybody can get on now, you know, but through certain structures, through internet radio, we want to build the right type of structure to where we can exploit the right type of music and in the right manner. Urban awareness, like I said, is a tough job. It's definitely a tough job because in the inner city, you struggle, and you have created already a mind state or a pattern for yourself that what I do works, and what I want is something that I may have to take. Instead of what you want, you may have to work for it. And that's one thing that we want to build awareness on also, is if you want it, work for it, you know. And if I have the means, then I'm going to give you the means so you can work for it. I'm not going to necessarily hand you money or hand you a job, you know. I'm going to present opportunities so young African-American men, women, young Caucasian men, women, Latino, Mexican, Asian, Korean, it doesn't matter your nationality. We're here to build awareness and give opportunity. And that's the only way that we're going to change the face of this planet, is by starting from the root. And the root being the lower class people, everyday people, the working people, the common folk, you know, anywhere from lower class to middle class is where it's going to change. Upper class people, they have money, they have budgets. They're not necessarily worried about the same things that we're necessarily worried about. So I'm speaking directly to you. You know, I'm speaking to the people that are like me. So with this music, I feel like it's a wonderful outlet. It gives me the opportunity to excel in something I like to do, as well as guide other people, give back, and I hope that throughout the course of my career, then more and more people will start to see a change in my city, Kansas City, Missouri, as well as other cities that I can lend a helping hand to. But I encourage everybody in their own city to do as much as they can in their own city. So it'll be a faster reaction. It'll be a quicker response. And if we can do that, then we'll all be good to go. Like I said, Sleeze and the Legend, signing off, Urban Awareness. Holla at me. Yes.
Yo, over here kicking it with the real fans, man. The real listeners got the ear to the streets, man. Key to the city. It's your boy Leeds and the Legend, hanging out where they do that at radio. J Dog, B Dub, Beanie Wings. I'm in sports.
I'm still breathing, I still got faith, yes, I'm still don't believe in, but it makes me wonder harder what I've seen in my life. Let's go on with the child abuse, child neglect, child molester, want the child for sex. They let them out so they can do it twice, but if a nigga said no, they gon' give him life. The youngest is wild and messed up, sex is fresh. They show them red or blue and they forget they black. So they all strapped and it's bloodshed. And it won't stop until they all dead. And when they kill me Latin like it's cool, if you think it's over, then you the fool. Still got my opinion, open eyes, true to a sudden root, and my family's sad. And to the bad life pride, then we back, cash to them high, and there's that on that, can't trust nobody. The whole world sees all the shit that I see, make me wanna scream, yeah. Make me wanna holler, what I see in my life. Oh, yes, it do. Yeah, make me wanna holler, what I see in my life. Ain't but I'm still living, I'm still breathing. I still got faith, yeah, still believing. But it make me wanna holler, what I seen in my life. I hear them speaking, but they words ain't heard, but they some cowards. Taught to hold my peace up, have a pride to show the power. I'm ready for whatever when it comes to hell and rival. Protected by my people, my sister and sister power. Only like the tower, on a mission to the bow. In the men who hate my feet, I'm away, I'm like a shower. Take the was to travel, stop walking like a snapper. Wanna be a redhead, but I'm a shooting diving devil. Then my sister be my boy, if this west of in the chore. Turn the map into a force, and I can go about the door. See, I've been a victim of racism, I know it's real. I believe what I read about. Y'all give it to you, but it's the same time. I gotta watch my same care. So this will be the first one, dog, to try to take, man. Why was that? Every next song, pick a hate, pick a beat, black, white, red, blue, pick a blank. We wanna holler, what I see in my life. Oh, yes, it do. Yeah, baby, wanna holler, what I see in my life. But I'm still living, I'm still breathing. I still got faith, yeah, still believing. But it makes me wanna holler what I've seen in my life.
The revolution would not be televised, tweeted, viewed, liked, and shared. Open up your mind if you dare, cause once it's open, it cannot be closed. No longer will you be blinded by the bling and the clothes, the cars and the hoes. Get dope, set a foundation, so that your bloodline will survive with or without this nation. Don't let them divide us, track us. Let's multiply like baby kids. You did.
Yeah. 2011, open your eyes, I'm on it. I'm on it. Tell them all about it. I'm here. Time to elevate. Let them make them pay. I'm on it. I'm on it. Word, they don't want to hear it. It's time to elevate. Let's make this game. These niggas garbage. They rap is getting ballers. The game game, just a bunch of fags playing artists. Excuse me, it's causes. The radios are racks and these DJs spinning tracks just to satisfy the market. Time to let the truth out. Blind to who's the true power. Until you bust the move, and when it's time to pull them shoes out, riding till the fuse out. Yeah, I was on the hoop route. Had days of my life a lot of niggas never knew about. God, that's a flashlight. I know I ain't been acting right, but my only sin is hunger. So forgive me for my appetite. Every floor they stopping on, I'm elevating past they flight. So let them hate me, hate them, kiss my ass tonight. Right.
Right, I'm on it. Time to speak the truth. Tell them all about it. I'm here. It's time to elevate. Let them make them pay. I'm on it. Make them change. Right, I'm on
want to hear it. And yeah, it's time to elevate. Let me say this game. I'm coming to let it play.
Success. Best revenge, expressions on the faces of those who chose not to invest in him. You be fucking priceless. But what about the pretend pleasure? Mysteriously reappeared once they did that you make an exit. You know the funny stuff, funny ass niggas. Nothing on my mind but money and cash, nigga. Yeah. Some of y'all probably like the show. Ain't that the same thing? See, that's why you're not a contender, not in the same room. More bars than light team. Now I like hard, so we like green. Now my team stuck a freak of real life.
Right.
We ain't trying to catch the case and say that's right. Yeah. To get it right, man.
Come on. I'm on it. Time to speak the truth. Tell them all about it. I'm here. It's time to elevate. Let me make the move. I'm on it. Change. I'm on it.
Stop. to say what? How about a band hit to the beach and read the paper? Race fast, cause I'm the best of the best waiter. Can't believe it's how my life changed, bitch, creator. We have it all, we from the ball, pen from paper. We on the rise, like on the prize, I'm in the pages. I'm only half the man that I am without you. You hold me down, gave me a love to stay true. To everything that I pertain to spread to you. I ain't trying to live what I be without you.
I'm right here. Let's just own the world with no fear. Boy, I got you. Ever since you're in, you didn't ever, ever take you for granted. Let's keep calling till the distance. Boy, I got you. Ever since you're in.
Yo. Real talk. This is your boy J Dog. The time is 10:19 p.m. This is Sabotage. This is the grind. On where they do that at radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Like, yo, if you just tuned in, you missed some real shit, some real trill shit. All I'm saying is, on where they do that at radio, if you're loving what you hear, you ain't seen nothing yet. And all I'm saying is, man, yo, the movement is definitely in effect. It's definitely going down. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go to request line. I'm going to see what's up. I'm going to see what's happening. I'm going to see where you're doing it at, because it's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's doing what they do. Let me see what's up. Let's see what's happening. Let's see who's on the grind, on the line, on where they do that at radio. Yo, caller, your number is 5393. You're definitely in the building. 25,000 live. 22. Think you on that FM? Yo, what's up? What's good? Who we got checking in on where they do that radio?
What's going on, man? It's Lee.
Hey, what's good with you, man? What's happening, homie?
Oh man, over here chilling out with my cousin Goat, man. We're going over some of the old retro Legion, man, from like back in 2005.
Okay, well, so you're going back to the retro. I feel you. Now, what's up? Now, what's happening? You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to definitely dig back in them crates from time to time to see what's up and see what's good, man.
Yeah. I'm you know, just trying to pay homage to you know, the old music, man. And I am going to re-release it, too.
Okay.
I got about 3-4 different CDs that I'm going to re-release. But, yeah, just killing and... I mean, sometimes, man, you just got to sit back and listen, you know, and just really appreciate what you're doing, because sometimes you can be so caught up in the moment of doing it, you never really get a chance to appreciate it, you know. So with everything that's coming, you know, in the near future for me, this is, you know, definitely a time to reflect and to humble myself, you know.
Definitely. You definitely want to definitely, you know, you want to definitely look back. You want to see the progress that you made. You want to see definitely the whole arena that you're getting ready to definitely step in, because that really prepares you, but, you know, for the task at hand. You know, this movement, I keep stressing to so many people and so many interviews that I've been doing the last couple of days, the last couple of weeks. This movement represents so many different things. And a lot of people take this movement exactly what they need to take from it, motivate them in the right way and in a positive way. And so with that said, it definitely helps for the artists to definitely really sharpen their minds and really kind of, you know, dig into really what it takes to really take the things to the next level. You know what I'm saying? But for every song that's being created, there's a message and a story behind it. And it's a movement that's behind it, you know what I'm saying? And that's what really the listeners here, what they do to that radio, are definitely getting in tune with. I'm going to give a shout-out to my man DJ Zoo, man, holding it down, Glance Radio, definitely in the building, Last FM, CBS, AOL, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. So you had a chance to definitely catch that that clip. And like I said, I'm getting a lot of emails about what they just heard in that previous clip. You know what I'm saying? They definitely feeling, you know, the guys, you know, definitely, you know, representing the level of hip-hop and the way that it's being done. The message, the movement that's behind it have so many different factors. And so with that being said, you know, they're really expecting a lot from you guys, you know what I'm saying? And definitely getting a chance to definitely speak back to the fans and let them know what's up and what's happening. What message you want to kind of drop on them in terms of just really, you know, your intentions, you know, live here tonight. In terms of just really what you're going to do with this music and this movement.
my intentions are to change the game. Basically from a artist standpoint and from a regular just, you know, a man standpoint, a male standpoint, a friend standpoint, a son standpoint, a father standpoint, you know, it's a lot of different aspects of life that a lot of different people can relate to. You know, like you might not have a brother, but you might have a son, you know, or a daughter. So if I can reach somebody from a parent, you know, standpoint, like, okay, then they can relate to me. Or, you know, if they, somebody's cousin, you know, or somebody's brother or sister, you know, it's different types of ways that you can relate to people, you know. And I just try to see life as a whole. Like, you know, when I'm riding down the street, you know, it's about appreciation. Like, you know, you see those people out on them hot days and it's degrees outside and you got them construction workers, you know, working on the highways and stuff. You know, I honk at them people, you know, and
right.
Thumbs up, you know, because they out there, of course, they doing their own job, but they helping everybody in the aspect. And that's what I'm going to try to do as an artist, and that's what I'm going to try to embody, you know, helping myself and helping others. Because if I can further my education, then I'm going to do that through my music, and I'm going to naturally help other people.
That's right. That's right. The key to this thing is definitely, you know, each one teach one. Each one teach one in order for everyone to be in a capacity where we can all grow as a culture and a community. And, you know, and again, you know, as we continue to peel back these layers of just different things that have kind of kept us in bondage, I guess that's one word I want to use, as we peel away these different layers of things that have kind of deceived us for so long, you know what I'm saying? One thing that really intrigued me is the fact that the knowledge, the more you dig, the more you find, and the more the truth you really discover. And when you find it, before you even get to the total climactic point of that, exactly where you're going, you'll realize without a shadow of a doubt where you're supposed to be versus where you are. And that motivates the person who is truly on that right goal to really get to where they're going. You know what I'm saying? And no, it's not going to be an easy job. Look, anytime you're doing something real, it's never easy. You know, it's not going to come just be. It's not going to just be given to you for one. It's not just going to come easy. You're going to have to fight, scratch, and claw to basically take what truly belongs to you. And you gotta prepare for that. You gotta fully mentally prepare for that. You know, there's a lot of people that, you know, they really get into their music, they really get into their craft or whatever it is that they're doing. And then as they truly discover who they are, it becomes more of a natural. You know, the music that I hear from a lot of the artists on where they do that radio is natural. You know what I'm saying? You know, just like I speak a lot about my man Corey Flute. When you talk to this guy on and off the air, you kind of really find out that the gift that a lot of you guys have is a natural gift. It's natural. That's why people flock to you. That's why people are in your circle. That's why they're around you. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with, like, with my man H is. You know what I'm saying? And these things, the more this positive energy is put all into a, you know, one room or one track, so to speak, or pretty much delivered to the world the way we're definitely delivering it, other things start to come from it. The things that we have looked around and said, well, where did they come from? You know, where have these people been for so long? You know, where you know, these things that we have been looking for, a lot of what's being projected out is actually coming forth. And so this is, again, a very, very, very key point. It's a very key point. So, again, I appreciate all the hard work you guys are doing. I want you to definitely keep up the good work. Keep doing what you're doing. The world is watching. The world is listening. And the world is anticipating you guys truly changing the game, you know, because that's what it's about. You know, that's what it's about.
I'd like to add, man, I just want to tell everybody out there, all the listeners, man, I appreciate y'all. And one thing, man, to just appreciate people's opinion. You know, that don't mean you have to agree with it, but definitely appreciate people's opinion, because that's them standing up for themselves. You know, you're going to bump heads with some people, you're going to agree with some people, but it's a lot of people that's in this rap game that don't even have opinion. You know, it's they puppets. You know what I mean? So it's like you looking up to somebody you necessarily shouldn't look up to. I just put it to you like that. But definitely, man, like, appreciate people's opinion. I appreciate everybody's opinion because that's you standing up for yourself. That's you saying what you feel is right. And unless there's concrete facts behind it, who am I to, you know, say you're wrong?
That's right. It, you know, it shows that you're an innovative thinker. The thing is, you know, it's nothing wrong with being opinionated is how they want to say it. It's nothing wrong with having your own opinion, your own voice. This is what you're here for. You're supposed to be able to intellectually and be able to relate.
They make it seem like it's a negative thing. Okay, you know, it's like, you know, I'm not going to say whose line it is, but he said, get a Benz and I value, you know, what did he say? Get a Benz and I'll value your opinion in.
Exactly. Yeah. You know. Yeah,
but that's a whole lot of arrogance right there. And I'm not gonna lie. Like while I was listening to him, I'm like, ooh, what if he cold on him? You know. But it's like,
right,
man, you really put yourself up on a pedestal to make it seem like you that much more better than a person, and you put a certain standard that they gotta try to live up to or reach up to just in order to get on your level, but it's stuff that you selling out to do.
Exactly.
So it's like, whose opinion is really more valid at that point? Somebody that's selling out to, you know what I'm saying, have an opinion and make it seem like they're better than somebody, or somebody that ain't got nothing, but they got their own opinion.
That's right. You see how the rules get reversed? And see, this again, you just made a valid point. We, a lot, you know, the deception works real well. They don't call it tell-lie vision for nothing. You know, they tell a lie visually. The best way to tell a lie is to tell a truth in such a way that people won't believe it. I mean, it does what it does. And it's what you feed into it is energy. You know what I'm saying? I want folks to really, you know, if you missed any part of this broadcast tonight, I want you to go back, smoke you one, and listen. Because you were given certain things, you know what I'm saying, that it ain't gonna, it's so much that you get in these 2 hours that, you know, unless you're just really in tune, you're going to, you know, you might not catch everything that's there. But if you listen to it once or twice, maybe 3 times, I say after 3 times, you should pretty much get the point. But pretty much the more you listen, you're going to hear something you didn't hear before. And there's so much information that you take in, that you give off. And I'm going to show you how reciprocal energy works. All right. When you do positive things and you talk positiveness, because media loves attention. I want to say it this way. Media thrives on attention. Whether it's good or bad, that's what they're there for. The more attention they get, the more ratings they get, the more money they make. It is what it is. A very simple process. So to steer attention, you know, they may take something that's very dull, and they may spice it up and spruce it up and make it seem like it's all that and then some, just to draw attention to a very dormant subject. Now, because they don't care one way or the other, right or wrong, what they're promoting or what's being done, you know, there's no such thing as bad or good. It's just good press, bad press, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, well, when you throw in the control factor, things that they want you to be concerned about, they're going to turn you off to it. You know, the things that you should be in tune with, that they don't want you to be in tune with, they're going to turn you off to it. They're going to market in such a way where it's like, man, I don't want to hear that. You know, we want to hear who got shot last week. We want to hear who got robbed. How many banks they done got away with? We are spending Rogers, like you just said, puppets. You know what I'm saying? The music comes on. The theme is told, the narrator paints the picture, the music comes on. Look, it's like a movie if you really analyze it from a director's standpoint. Look, when the movie comes on, so if you are blind, but if you can hear, you can follow the movie because of the overtones. The music sets the tone. The narration speaks out. The dialogue just fills in the gap. And it's like, hey, I've mastered this. And so we try so very hard in these 2 hours to try to really deseg you out of that. We try to put enough signals and enough messages and everything else that we do in these 2.5 hours to kind of combat that.
And what it does a lot of times, and I've been getting a lot of emails also from a lot of folks that listen to the show on a regular basis. They're like, you know what? The more I listen, the more they do to that radio and the artists and the music and the messages and this, that, and the other that comes out of it, I start to see things a little differently. It's the same stuff, but I see it differently. I'm hearing something different. You know, I'm actually really analyzing what is going on around me in a different way. And the only reason why is because it's an alternative to the norm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying the norm is bad. What I am saying is you got to kind of understand where all this goes. All right? What is the motivation for us now having media that's nonstop?
Yeah.
That's kind of a real question. That's kind of a tough question to answer. But I remember as a kid coming up, you know, just like the comedian, you know, Paul Mooney and everyone else, I remember when TV had dignity. I remember when TV went the fuck off. I remember when TV at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, you heard the Star Spangled Banner, the planes flew, and TV went the fuck off. It signed off, and it was done.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a hoe on Main Street. They up 24 hours a day.
It's way too controlled. And what they doing with it now is they just dumbing everything down. Like they canceling all these shows. Like I said, one of my lines, man. I said, you know, they cancel soap operas. It ain't no guiding light. Like they just messing up everything. Like now they putting out, you know, these reality shows and reality TVs, and it's like that's what I'd rather focus on rather than, you know, something else. And you know, I'm not saying that soap operas are any better or less than reality shows, but the reality shows that's out there is crap. You know, I encourage anybody to go through their channels right now and focus on what's real.
You're gonna find
three shows. You're gonna find the Weather Channel.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna find QVC networks.
Uh-huh.
And you're gonna find the government polls and stuff like that, where they, you know, they sitting down and they passing laws and all that stuff. Those are the three main channels. You might have five, depending on how many channels you got. But everything else is pre-recorded.
There you go. Ooh, you just said a mouthful. Pre-recorded.
Everything else pre-recorded.
I mean, that's right.
I'm on the outside looking in, Jay.
That's right. I mean,
you know.
You're saying
yeah,
some real shit.
I'm on the outside
shit,
looking in. You already know. So, I mean, but definitely. And it's like, man, a whole bunch of different perceptions of fix a picture. You know, because I'm going to show you something I see in this picture that you don't. And I'm going to help you see it, and you're going to help me see something else, and we are going to see this picture the way it needs to be seen.
There you go. And that's what it takes. It makes you digress from just being bombarded with all of that because, see, since you brought it up, I'm going to go there. All right, let's say 98% of what you see is pre-recorded and 2% is live. All right, the stuff that's live, it depends on perspective. It depends upon just where you're in tune with that you're going to really kind of read the message in terms of what's being done. Now, what if I told you, all right, that we're taught in school to read from left to right, okay? Here in America, we're taught to read from left to right. But what if I also told you that the proper way to read is
right
to
left.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right to left.
Yeah,
because,
I mean, you can look at any of the places overseas that they generally read from right to left.
Even
goes back into the day when things were being chiseled in the rocks and things, they were being chiseled from right to left.
That's right, for a reason, for a very reason. So it's kind of like, okay.
We just backwards.
Well,
we think we poor, but we backwards. And
we,
people
exactly,
accept because they don't know no better.
It's because we're told and we accept. And this is why when you look at it in the right perspective, if you apply that just that one tool, I don't want to give away the juice. They've been going to shut me down tonight if I go too deep. But if you just took what you just said and just applied that simple mentality, like, all right, we have the digital TV, right? You know, the digital TVs will allow you to watch live programming, pause it if you want. You can go from frame to frame. You know, you can watch the show in its entirety. You can pause it. You can fast forward it. You can do all these different things. I want you to watch your the way things are told to you one way, and then just for kicks and giggles. We're going to say that for laughs and giggles, just for your own entertainment enjoyment. I want you to watch that same program in reverse order and see if you get the same message. You know, I did this. I ain't saying I'm going to really go deep. I did an experiment when I was actually working with another group. I'm not going to put their name out there. And we applied that with some of the most popular television shows that were out there, even radio. And the messages were way different than what you took from the initial standpoint. Sequence. Same though. We didn't add anything. We didn't edit. We just watched it in a different order. You know, we're told to read from right to left, from beginning to end. I learned when you go to college that, you know, all that shit goes out the window. The professor come in there and tell you to turn to page 120, go to 340, go back to page 2, and then you got to take a test. And you're like, damn, I thought you read a book from beginning to end. How in the hell am I going? But that's how you teach it. So you learn that perception. So it's an oxymoron, you know, really. But yeah, I'm telling you, the spin doctors have got that thing down pat, and you just said a mouthful. You know, we just have to just look at things. It's it's perception. It's a deep perception that a lot of people just don't get. They getting it, but then they're not getting it. But as long as they don't get it, we're going to make sure that they have an alternative, which is WTBTA Radio. Real talk, it is what it is. You got my man Legion the Legend definitely holding it down. Yo, the time is 11:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're definitely on the grind on WTBTA Radio. Real talk, because it's about the realest of the real. It is what it is. Now, for all y'all that missed the clip, you know what I'm saying, I can't run the whole thing back. I can't do the whole thing. But, you know, one of my favorite parts of this whole clip to me was the last 3 minutes, which the last 3 minutes of this clip, to me, said everything that it needs to say and then some. Real talk, man, folks just got to just pay attention to what's popping off. And what's popping off is really, you know, perception. You know, we buy into a level of perception to a point where we're not quite sure of exactly where we need to be. Now, yo, I'm going to run this last part right here. Check this out, man.
These are hypocrisy, established to use religious doctors off into the night. And ever small when I live since 13, was three first and three generations, the meaning.
They're all over. Like the compass square with the G, for example. As you see here, the camel standing between two pyramids with the Great Pyramid missing. Well, if you remember, the Kabbalah has to do with Hebrew, and the Hebrew letter G means camel. Or Philip 66. 66 in the Magician's Dictionary is known as the number of the Kriplach, or the Great Work. Well, these are two different things, I hope. The Kriplach are known as the fallen angels. Definition, the shades of the dead whose names appear in the Book of Thoth or the Book of the Law. They may contain formula or magical powers. The souls of who those that died in sin. Complete understanding could result in the destruction of the ego and therefore lead to actual madness. Or the Great Work, symbolized here by the eye floating above the pyramid. But the Great Work is noted below, says Novus Ordo Seclorum, the new order of the secular age, or the new order of the age of irreverence, or without God.
1776, it took action. This Illuminati took form and was spawned from a Colombian faction. Flip your $1 bill over. And if you want me to expose the true code of deception, I will show you. We live in a designed wicked system. The number 13 is consistent in Masonic symbolism. It represents transformation. 12 completes the cycle, so 13 is rebirth and regeneration. The meanings of the symbol are strategically
me here. On the left side, you see a 13-layer pyramid. On the back, it's the all-seeing eye where the light shines. A sign of the devil watching over you at all times. With the words animal corrupted. 13 letters meaning he has favored our undertakings. Will you accept it? Or will you learn the science and ignore them? Under the pyramid, you see Nova's ordos of glory. Translated, new order of the world, or the new world order. Offers and satanic fathers of mass slaughter. The eagle that you see on the right sits below 13 stars with a shield that has 13 stripes. And an olive branch in his claws with 13 leaps, which is supposed to be in his talent to represent peace. But peace was always on a decrease. His upper claw holds 13 arrows of war. Be released, and the letters at the bottom of the pyramid are fixed with the Roman numerals that equal 1776. The United States of America exists in a deep devilish abyss with truth and paganism mixed. Every president that ever lived was foul. They gather at Bohemian Grove where they bow down before the owl. See the owl is wild and see through the darkness of night. And there's a small one on the dollar, there's a one on the top right. It ain't hard to understand if government was never for us. The eagle was based off of the Egyptian hawk Horus. 13 colonies who went to wicked sovereignty and made no apology for the obvious idolatry. Subconsciously, we followed the ways of the beast and paid homage to pagan gods who replay days of the week. Like Sunday, they worship the sun. Monday is moon day. Here, the god of war was worshipped on Tuesday. Odin, the chief god, is who Wednesday is named for. Thursday is Thor's day, god of thunder, the mighty Thor. Friday was named after Trigger, notice the pattern. Saturday is the Roman god of agriculture, Saturn. The river was the goddess of love, the wife of hope. The polytheistic theology needed to cope. The rituals like trips across the sand as man takes. Skull and bone fraternity, the super handshake, but understand. We receive only 33 degrees. We secretly believe in Lucifer and other deities. Many powerful and rich people are controlled by these. They even hold a soul of several of their favorite MCs. Riddled with thorns, and these hand gestures shaped in the form of devil horns. You don't feel it any harm because you don't know what it entails. Satan chemical thin cells and sprayed chemtrails. The so-called holidays are hypocrisy. The Sabbath is used religious doctrines to commit annual robberies.
We are in a country and in a world that is being run by unbelievably sick people. Chasm between what we're told is going on and what's really going on is absolutely huge.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's in it. What happens to the hole in the brain? Motherfuckers just getting it down when no one's talking about how to make a ton of it crazy. And everybody's just talking around. That ain't the problem, what are we just doing? Get in the grave. Finally, today, we need to be ready to raise up. Don't jump in the
everybody is
safe.
Only some of the way that the government releases poison in the air. That's the reason I collect so many guns in my lab. I ain't never caught slipping, never underprepared. Yeah, they stay time on me. They just break it proudly. George Bush, the grandson of Alistair Crowley. They want you to believe a lot of the enemy Saudi. The enemy ain't Saudi, the enemy around me. There's fluoride in the water, but nobody know that. It's also a prominent ingredient in Prozac. How could any government bestow that upon people who believe in political throwback? That's not all that I'm here to present you. I know about the Black Pope of Solomon's Temple. Yeah. About the Vatican attacking and how they will get you. And now they throw Barack Hussein Obama in a test tube.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one can see what happens to the whole woman brain. Motherfuckers just getting it down when no one's talking about it, and it's suddenly crazy. And everybody's just talking around, that ain't the problem, wanna wake it to a dead in the grave. Finally, it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Don't jump in the game.
Had knowledge of electrical power. When you know that that's the information that the compression devour. Will you trick the motherfuckers to crash in the tower? Will you trick the made it turn into ash in an hour? The same ones that invaded Jerome. The ones that never told you about the skeletons on the moon. Yeah, the ones that poison all the soldiers in stone. The ones that never told you about the Mount Vesuvius tomb. The bird flew is a lie. The swan flew is a lie. Why would that even come as a surprise? Yeah, the polio vaccine made you die. It caused cancer and it cost a lot of people. They lie. And y'all know about Bohemian Grove, how the world leaders sacrifice the children in Rome. Lucifer retarded in the public school system. I suggest you open up your ears and you listen.
It's like we
all know what's going down, but no one can see what happens to the home of the brave.
What is your inspiration for your music? I'm really, really inspired by the my friends. I'm really, really inspired by the my friends.
Talk Radio.
You gotta be kidding me! I'm sick of this! I hate this computer!
Can you imagine a world without any computer viruses? Some say it's impossible. But Redcom Computer Services challenges the impossible by offering Never Get a Computer Virus Again. Call 267-581-4191. Never Get a Computer Virus Again is a service which stops your computer from ever getting a virus. Guaranteed for the life of your computer. Visit any website, download anything, play online games. Your computer never slows down. Redcom Computer Services offers PC and Mac repair, hardware and software installation, virus removal, data recovery, and much more. Call 267-581-4191. Redcom Computer Services comes to you free with on-site service. Call Redcom Computer Services now, 267-581-4191, or visit them at www.nevergetavirusagain.com.
Thank you.
Yo, real talk, it is what it is. This is where they do to that radio, man. Like I said before, man, you guess we got to get in where you fit in. Like I say, man, yo, they say the revolution will not be televised. All I'm saying is, man, if you realize what really was good, you understand and know how it's really going down. And all I'm saying is an alternative, y'all. It's an alternative. You just got to definitely get your mind right. Real talk, it is what it is. Yo, you know what I'm saying? This is WTDTA Radio for all my fellow, you know, survivors, all my fellow individuals are definitely doing what you do, keeping it real, keeping it real, all the way 100, you know what I'm saying? Keep doing what you do because you're not alone. And real talk, yo, the cavalry is on the way, man. That's all I can say, man. This movement is definitely in effect. This is where they do to that radio, which is WTDTA Radio. The time is 11:53 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. At least that's what they want to tell you. Real talk, it is what it is, y'all. Before I jump off this line and do what I do, I think I got a caller out there. I don't think he pressed one on the line right now, but you know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to bring him on right quick. I just wanted you to see what's up, see what's happening, see what they're doing it at, because, yo, real talk, yo, you can definitely catch us at www.ustream.tv/SP Network, real talk. I'm going to give you the whole steelo, you know what I'm saying? Some folks, my people, they're, you know, a lot of my people are visual. You know, they can hear it all day, but they got to see it to believe it, to understand it is real. Ain't that something? Real talk, it is what it is. But, yo, I'm going to see what's up. I'm going to see what's happening. Yo, my dude, yo, last four digits of your number, 6992. I know you didn't press one, but, yo, I seen you out there, so I want to see what's up and see what's happening, see what you're doing in that, man. What's up? What's happening, man? Who we got checking in?
Yo, what's up? What's going on, my dude?
Hey, doing what we do, man. You see, as you can tell, you know what I'm saying. With these 25,000 plus convening, how we getting it in and doing what we do. But you know what I'm saying. We want to hear from you, man. Cause we getting ready to definitely slide into another mix. But before we definitely let these folks, you know, ride on out into the sunset, so to speak, man. And give us some words of knowledge, man.
No, man. Yeah, I was riding around, dude. I just came into my parking space and all that, and I heard you and Legion, I think, was speaking and all that. I definitely was exchanging right there, and you know what I'm saying, like, just like what you say, man. They've been lying and telling lies with the truth, and it's just, what do you even believe? You know what I mean? And it's real. It's real hard at the end of the day. But I'm gonna say, just like what Pac said. That nigga Pac said, yo, if you watch a nigga long enough, you feel me? You're gonna see him phony. You feel me? And that's just if you watch what's going on very closely, and if you pay attention, and if you got knowledge about what's going on at the moment, you can see what's going on. Pretty much. Depict and tell the future what's going on. It's all a psychological game. It's all a psychological warfare. That's all it is. So, you know, with that being said, you know, just got to open your eyes and just pay attention to everything that's going on. Like, don't be outside daydreaming about your girl. Like, pay attention to that man in the car right there and that right there. Pay attention to everything. You feel me? And just keep your eyes open. You feel me? Because you could be up and be asleep.
That's right. There you go. You can be wide awake and still dead asleep. That's how real it is. You know what I'm saying? That's the reality. You know, they spin it around and say The Walking Dead, but, you know, I understand that philosophy, you know, because there's a lot of folks chasing the dream, doing what they do, yet they living out somebody else's fantasy of what reality is.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't taken time to figure out what the true reality of the situation is. You know, like my man Lisa just said, the reality TV. Hey, I don't know how they sneaked that one on us, but it's like it's very popular right now. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm kind of old school. I remember when TV had dignity. I remember when that motherfucker went off. I remember at about 2 o'clock in the morning, it was no more TV. That was it. You know, you had to lay it all down or do what you did. Now, hell, that shit is open 24 hours a day, 24/7. It is what it is. And
that's because
the
people started to think for it.
Okay, go deep with it for a minute.
That's exactly what they do. What's going on, my G? That's exactly what they do. Like they give you, just like what you said, man. They take something that's dull and dress it up, and then they give it to you. You know what I mean? But they dress it up, and once it's dressed up, you overly like it, whether it's good or bad. And whether they're being good or bad, it ain't good for you because you're going to overly like it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So now, yeah, so then, and they giving it to you. You know they got the money, they got the light, they got everything. They got all the best people in the world to dress it up and make you look a certain way. So, and you know, only they basically all of their products is the best products. You feel me? They
okay.
The toys and everything, the best books, everything. You feel me? Everything that comes out underneath.
That's right. They have us to a point where we definitely, you know what I'm saying, we my man said a mafia, we're fiending for it, you know. We're fiending for the subliminals that are meant to keep us entrapped and entangled. But real talk, it is what it is. And I can say this is WTDTA Radio, where we're definitely, you know, definitely doing what we do. We're getting ready to definitely shut it down, but we're going to definitely be back tomorrow. Same bat station, same bat time. On the grind, WTDTA Radio is definitely in effect. Real talk, all I'm saying is, man, don't sleep. You know what I'm saying? Even when you're awake, don't sleep. Stay alert. Stay watchful. Real talk, we're going to be back tomorrow. Same bad station, same bad time. WTDTA is getting ready to jump off this thing. The time is 11:59. We're definitely finna end this grind, but we'll be back one more time tomorrow night. So, y'all, in the meantime, in between time, just keep it real. Keep it real. Stay safe. And we'll definitely see you tomorrow. This is WTDTA Radio. Peace.